This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The most popular Cajun band of the 1930s is still playing today. Their biggest hit, recorded in 1936, was Jolie Blonde, a song that's been called the Cajun National Anthem. In the 30s and 40s, the Hackberry Ramblers recorded more than 100 songs for RCA Victor's Bluebird label. They recorded songs in French and English, but when they recorded in English, they were called the Riverside Ramblers. In 1992, the Hackberry Ramblers made their first record in 30 years. My guests are Ludren Darbone, one of the founding members of the band, and Ben Sandmel, the band's youngest member. Darbone is a fiddler born in 1913 in Evangeline, Louisiana. Sandmel is a music writer and producer who became the band's drummer in 1987. Let's start with the Hackberry Ramblers' 1936 recording of Jolie Blonde. Ludren Darbone of the Hackberry Ramblers told me how the band got started.
When we first started, of course, it was during the Depression. And there was no way that we could find a job. And after we played a few parties, and then we got connected with a brand new radio station in Lake Charles, I got a spot 15 minutes on a Monday morning. And we'd drive from Hackberry, which was about 35 or 40 miles. We had a ferry to cross, so that meant having to leave pretty early. The program was for 6 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, we broadcast about 3 or 4 Mondays like that. And we got a request from some people in Bass Eagle, which was about 60 miles from Hackberry. And they were interested in getting us to play a dance. So, of course, that kind of got us excited, you know, not thinking that we'd be, that anybody with a commercial dance hall would want us to play. We were more or less thinking about parties, you know.
Let me jump ahead, I guess about 60 years. And yes. Ben Selmel, let me ask you how you ended up becoming the youngest by far member of the Hackberry Ramblers.
Well, I was doing the programming and the booking for the state of Louisiana's Folklife Festival in 1987, and I had been trying to book the Hackberry Ramblers on a couple of events for several years before that, and I had been in touch with the wrong people. I finally got in touch with Mr. Darbone and booked the band on the festival, and they showed up without a drummer, and I was filling in with another band whose drummer had not shown up. And we got to talking, and they asked me to sit in, and we just clicked as if we'd been playing together for years. It was a very special moment.
Now, you initially contacted the Hackberries because you were interested in booking them for a festival.
Yes.
Where do you think the Hackberry Ramblers fit in the larger history of Cajun music?
The Hackberry Ramblers are known for bringing two major innovations to Cajun music. First, they were the first group to incorporate Anglo-American country music, specifically Western swing, and other related country styles, which were known under the general heading of hillbilly string band music. They were the first group to incorporate that into the Cajun repertoire. And the other important innovation was the introduction of sound systems and electronic amplification into the dance halls. And they love to tell the story of how they ran the PA system off the battery of their car, which was idling outside.
Well, why don't we hear the story, okay. Ludren? How did you start to amplify
the band? First of all, I might say that I had a service station, and I would receive catalogs listing articles for sale.
This is what, in the 1930s and, we're talking?
Yeah, that was about in 32, I guess. But anyway, I get this catalog from a firm in Chicago, and they had in there a public address system. And I knew that a lot of the politicians had these public address systems so people could hear their voices. And I had, we were three in the band, a fiddle and two guitars. And one of the fellows that played guitar was also our Cajun singer. But he had a good voice, but it didn't carry too far. In other words, if you'd be staying away 30 or 40 feet, it wasn't quite loud enough to really to hear the distinct words, you know. So I got to thinking, well, maybe by getting this public address system and using it, well, when he'd sing, well, then everybody could hear him. So I decided to order it, not thinking that it would also pick up the music, you know. So I ordered it, and I got it. We played a dance at a place called Evangeline, Louisiana, and we set it up and put the loudspeaker across from us, other side of the hall, and we started playing, and good night. People were, they were amazed at the fact that they could hear the music on the other side of the hall.
I bet a lot of the places that you played didn't even have electricity. So how did you power the PA system?
Some of the dance halls had electricity. But then some of the dance halls had electricity. It was powered with a DC unit. And our amplifier had to be used with an AC current, just an alternating current. So there was a fellow, I went to see him. I had heard that he could make a generator that would convert DC to AC current. So I talked to him. He said, yeah. He said, I'll make you a generator, and you can run off your car. So he put it on there, and we'd go to a place where there was no AC current, and we'd connect our generator on the car. I had to loosen the other generator and use the same belt, you see, and run the car. And we'd run the car during the dance, which was 4 hours. And the car would just run idle.
And did you ruin your car?
No, but it took a little gasoline. Of course, gasoline was 15 cents a gallon then. You know, it didn't matter.
Why don't we hear something that the Hackberry Ramblers recorded in the 1930s? And we'll hear Et Là-Bas. And Ludrin, you're the vocalist and fiddler on this track. What style is this?
Well, it's a sort of a hybrid style, but still there's a lot of Cajun behind it because it's sung in Cajun, you see. Now, I learned to speak French when I was about 4 or 5 years old. And when I became six, my mother told me to quit talking French and talk English because I was getting ready to start school. And naturally, if you talked broken, well, then the kids would make fun of you. So she wanted me to be able to talk strictly English. But anyway, I still remembered Cajun language. And we had a recording session coming up, and I had my Cajun singer had quit for some reason. He gotten a job or something, and we didn't have a Cajun singer. And they had told me they wanted 4 Cajun records. I think I wrote 6 numbers, and the others are just instrumental.
Well, this is Et Là-Bas, and my guest, Ludrin Darbon, is on vocals and fiddle. And this is the Hackberry Ramblers recorded in the 1930s.
Oh, Et Là-Bas, Et Là-Bas, voyez avec ton papa et Almighty, you may be been all set to be most on a spot to don't have me scholars your the mama. Oh, I love her, but I don't pop out in my bed for to do.
That's the Hackberry Ramblers, recorded in the 1930s. Lenren, you were saying that what your mother didn't want you to speak French when you were growing up. Is that what you said?
Well, after, you know, later on in life, I found out that all families had had their children stop talking French. They wanted them to talk English, you know. That was really, if you could talk English, it seemed like you could progress more in life.
My guests are Ledrin Darbone and Ben Sandmill of the Hackberry Ramblers. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guests are fiddler Ledrin Darbone, who co-founded the Hackberry Ramblers in the 1930s, and drummer Ben Sandmill, the group's youngest member. Now, the Hackberry Ramblers first recorded in the 1930s, and then there was a period, I think, where you didn't record at all.
Well, we recorded in the 40s also.
Mm-hmm.
Record for Deluxe Record Company.
And then in the mid-1960s, I think it was, Chris Strachwitz,
yeah,
who
right.
owns our Hooley Records,
mm-hmm.
went looking for you,
he,
found
well,
you,
he,
and recorded some more sessions.
He went to Hackberry. You know, he knew Hackberry Ramblers, figured we were still living in Hackberry. So he went over there and he asked somebody, he said, do you know where Darbone, one of the Hackberry Ramblers, lives? Figured I lived in that area. The person said, no, but I know where he lives. He lives in Sulphur. So he got to the house, so it was getting late. It was just beginning to get dark. And he knocked, well, he rang the doorbell. I had a doorbell at that time. The thing is worn out now, but anyway, I went to the door, and there was this man standing there, and he had an album in his hand. So he told me, said, I've got something here for you. So he gave me an album, and I looked at it, and he said, you've got a couple of your records on there. So I said, well, great. I said, come in. So he came in, and that's when he asked us if we wanted to record for him.
Let's hear how the band sounded in the 1960s, contrast that with the 1930s. Why don't we hear something that shows off your fiddle playing? And this is Black Bayou Rag. So after this record came out, did it change your life? Had you been retired from music, or were you still performing?
Well, when Chris came, we were in getting ready to retire. We were going to quit playing.
How old were you?
At that time?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm 82 now. Well, that was in 63, so that's 30-some-odd years ago. I was in my 50s, I suppose. But anyway, we're all working. See, we all had day jobs. And we decided, well, we've been playing so long, we just thought, just stop playing. But then when the album came out, well, naturally, we wanted to continue playing since we had an album out on the market. And about 2 years later, we got an invitation to go to the Berklee Festival in California. So we went in 1965, and that was the first festival that we played. We played there for a solid week. They had us playing concerts 2 and 3 times a day, and also workshops. So we really did some playing there for a week in California.
Ledwin, you're 82 now, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is it hard for you to play? A lot of people of your age have arthritis and things like that that make it hard for them to lift a cup of coffee, let alone to play a fiddle.
No, I've been fortunate. So far, so good. I had no arthritis and nothing else except I have one eye that's giving me a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, and then, of course, my hearing's a little not like it used to be. But my health is top because every year I have an annual checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, everything was right on the money.
Fiddler Ledwin Darbone and drummer Ben Sandmel of the Hackberry Ramblers. Their latest CD is called Cajun Boogie.
So long, everyone, it's time for us to go. The Hackberry Ramblers must play another show. We're moving on down the line, we'll see y'all next time. Oh, move it, son. Everybody had a good time, huh? Yeah, the original Hackberry Ramblers.
This is Fresh Air.